Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you for tuning in today, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Again, good evening. I don't call it afternoon. Well, I do. Yeah, well, it is afternoon till 6 o'clock. So it's still afternoon. So good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in so that you can just hit a button and call into the show and listen on a daily basis. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Our show tonight is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, they can even help you with IRS issues. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, guys, if you want to follow the show, you can follow it on Facebook or Twitter and even Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, type in The Frank Williams Show, The Frank Williams Show, and our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing with it and become friends of the show. We're also on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, today's episode, guys, well, before we get into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about the government shutdown. Now, it ended on last night, so all these government workers that were out of work are back on the job today and working, okay? And we're proud of that. But at the same time, we're not proud of what happened in Washington. We're not proud of that at all, because the senators and all the Democratic and the Republican senators, it just doesn't make sense for these grown men. I know you have difference of opinions, but when it comes to shutting down the government, putting people out of work like that, that's just not good. Now everyone's going to get back pay for while they were out. No big deal. But if you were on the edge of your money then, now you're just sitting like, I mean, thank God, but you're sitting like, man, I'm far behind. I don't know how long it went on. What was it, 13, 14 days or something? Well, it was October 1st, right, when Obamacare started. That's when it shut down, right, October 1st. So it's been 15 days since the government shut down. And that's not a good thing, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys something, too. All you Georgia listeners listening right here in Georgia or anywhere, wherever you're listening, when you go to vote next year, which is going to be a voting year for senators and congressmen, so when you go to vote next year, make sure that you look at who voted in what way for this government shutdown, okay? Because for all you Georgia voters, the Georgia senator, and I forget his name. I can see his face when I close my eyes. I forget his name, but he's such an idiot that if you vote for this guy again to go back and represent Georgia in the Senate, that's going to be a bad idea, okay? These guys have to go, okay? With everything that went on these past few days, these past 15 days, these guys have to go. I said it before. It's like they live in a huge gated community in the United States, right? They live in a huge gated community where they got their own gas stations, grocery stores, doctors, everything. They got their own, right? They're in that gated community. And we can't go in there. We can't use their stuff, the same things that they use. We can't go in there. Okay? And they make all the laws that's telling us, the outsiders that live outside of this gated community, how to live. And if they want to, they can cut off a lot of y'all's money. All right? So your livelihood, some of you guys' livelihood depends on these guys. So if that's the case, I'd look at, you know, what I'm voting for or who I'm voting for next year and make sure that those people don't get back in so they can cut you off again. Because that's what they're going to do. That's what they're promising to do. Okay? So think about that, guys. Today's been rainy all day, and I think it's going to rain on. It's supposed to stop around 6 or 7 o'clock, but it's pretty much stopped in my neighborhood. I think all you hear is what's falling out of the trees, but it looks like it's going to be like this most of the weekend, okay? So this is going to be a kind of, you know, dreary weekend. So if you had some outdoor activities planned, you need to look at the weather and figure out how to make it work. Okay, figure that out. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now I want you guys, I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. You guys that are listening via cell phone or from your home phone or whatever, I'd like for you guys to press 1. Give me, and today's show is called Old School Cartoons and TV Shows was your favorite. Okay, what was your favorite old school cartoon? What was your favorite old school TV show? All right, call the show, 818-301-5834. Now, when you think about it, think about this, and I'm sure that I'm probably older than the majority of my audience, okay? And, you know, old school to me was when I was growing up at 10, 11 years old. That's old school to me. And, you know, the 70s, okay? And early to mid-70s is what I'm looking for, all right? And at that time, we were talking about, y'all remember, and I went over this with a lot of people. Y'all remember a cartoon called Casper the Friendly Ghost? I mean, Casper. And then you know, of course, Roadrunner and the Coyote. Then you had, you know, like old school TV shows like Gilligan's Island. And how about, what's that show? The Green Acres. Green Acres is the place to be. Fast living is the life for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a caller from the 205 area code. The first three digits are 800. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead. Hello? Caller from 205 area. I hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I was thinking about the Super Friends and their, what you said there, The space giant.
Space giant, Frank. You know we look at space giant.
Yeah. Space giant.
Space giant after we get out of elementary school, man. That was one of the best space giants.
That's it. Space giant, super friends, that all of them, you know. Y'all remember Space Ghost?
Yeah, you remember Rodak, all them old dudes out, man.
Yeah, he's like, Space Ghost.
Yeah, doing the good old days, right?
Yes, sir. Doing the good old days right now. And then you remember Gilligan's Island and the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah, we remember all that, Frank. Look at Space Giant, then go knock on the neck of your neighbor, though, have some fun.
Yeah, you're right.
Had to look at Space Giant first, Frank.
There you go.
All right, Frank.
Yeah. All right, bro, appreciate you calling in, man. So that's what you think about. You think about all these old cartoons. Like I said, Casper. I said, y'all remember Speed Racer? Speed Racer. And then I know you remember all the Bugs Bunny stuff. Now that was huge. But you look at these old school shows, and then you think about the what's happening today. I mean, it doesn't even compare to what it was. It doesn't even compare. I mean, you got these shows on now with these cartoons like a Family Guy, King of the Hill. These guys cursing like soldiers. You know, they have to put them on late night TV because they curse so much. But that didn't happen back in the day. Okay? You had Gilligan's Island. Y'all remember, like I said, Green Acres, and then y'all remember the Mr. French? I think that was called, Big Fat Mr. French used to clean up the apartment for this guy and his two kids. What was that show called? Y'all call me and tell me what was that show called. I think it was something about family something. Then you had some of the other shows like the Brady Bunch. I mean, the Brady Bunch was corny. You think of it now, it was corny, but I watched the Brady Bunch. I didn't watch it, like all the time, but I did watch the Brady Bunch sometimes. Okay, and then guess what? Now, y'all remember the dad on the Brady Bunch had this curly afro, like? I found out later on in life that this guy was gay. He was gay when they were doing the Brady Bunch. If you think about it, we never saw, and they said this in the True Hollywood Story or something like that. They said that there was never a love scene or kissing or anything like that that was done by this guy and the little the little lady that was the mom on the show. It seems like they may have did a peck on the lips every now and then, but that was the extent of it. But they never really had any affection towards each other, all right? They were always handling kid problems and things like that. So, but he was gay on the show, But I guess he was a great piece for the show. And then think about this, guys. Y'all remember on Sundays? On Sundays, we used to watch the football game, right? And then after that second football game, what happened after that football game? That was Sunday. You were waiting on the Sunday Disney movie, right? The Sunday Disney movie was you know, something crazy. It was like the Herbie Lovebug or the Shaggy D.A. or whatever they called it. You know, the one about the Shaggy Dog, the Shaggy D.A., Herbie the Lovebug. I mean, it was just, you know, a plethora of shows from Disney that came on every Sunday. I mean, you watched it Sunday night, and you thought about it until the next Sunday. And I used to get so upset because the football game ran over. They didn't cut the football game and then show you the Disney movie. They let the football game cut into the Disney movie, and then when the game ended, they say, now we go to our regularly scheduled program. And then you come in and hell, half the movie was gone. Y'all with me? So that, you know, that stuff there was, those were the days. You know, those were the days. And when I say those were the days, I thought of another one. Y'all remember, what was that, Archie Bunker? I forgot what the show was called. Those were the days. I forgot the name of that show. But Archie Bunker, okay? Then you go to the Jeffersons and what was the other one? Sanford and Son. I mean, more and more and more. There are plenty of them out there. I just can't think of them all. All right? But, you know, you go back to The Wizard of Oz. You know, the first Wizard of Oz. Not the other one that we made later, The Wiz, but the original Wizard of Oz. When that was coming on, it was like, don't mess with the TV. Leave it on this channel because The Wizard of Oz comes on at 8 o'clock. All right, and that may be one of the all-time watched movies. And my kids don't understand what was so good about it now. You know, when it comes on now, they can't understand why I want to watch The Wizard of Oz, that old movie. Y'all with me? But that was a great movie right there. And then, what else, guys? Call into the show. Tell me some shows. 818-301-5834. And then, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm excited. I guess I'm too excited to get my mind to grab a hold of some of these cartoons. But all the Donald Duck, the Daffy Duck, or you know, the Flintstones. I said Gilligan's Island. I love Gilligan's Island. And the Beverly Hillbillies. All those Beverly Hillbilly episodes. Those were crazy. Do y'all remember like the old detective shows? Y'all remember the fat guy, the fat detective called Cannon? Cannon was fat, but he was on it. Now I have my caller back up from the 205 area code. Go ahead, guys. Tell me what you got.
Don't forget the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Don't get the Jackson 5 cartoon.
Yeah, Jackson 5. That's right. They had a cartoon. The Jackson 5 cartoon. They had a cartoon. Oh yeah, and what about Fat Albert?
I just said it.
Fat Albert was a good one.
What about the little rascal?
The little rascal was a good one. I remember one episode of the little rascals where they were sitting on the They were sitting on the side of the sidewalk right there, and they were so hungry, and there was a lady up in her apartment or whatever, and she had a donut, and they were like, "Hey, lady, I bet you can't throw that donut on my finger." She threw the donut down there. They missed it. It fell in the street, and then the car came by and ran over it. They had alfalfa and Spanky and buckwheat what was the girl name? What was the girl name that alfalfa was in love with?
I can't remember.
You remember her name?
No.
Man, I'll think of it in a second. But yeah, Darla. Darla, you remember Darla? Darla was the girl that Alfalfa was in love with.
Oh, that show.
You know? Yeah, Darla. Darla, that was her name. You got any more? You thought of something I couldn't think of. You have any more?
No, I'm sitting right here trying to work Derek mine. And so he's trying to tell me some stuff, and he's scared to talk on the telephone. I'm just playing. We're trying to mess with it. But Derek,
He knows the figures. I don't know why he wants to. And then, guys, let's see. So, you know, Little Rascals, and it was just all these shows. Y'all remember Hawaii 5-0. And then, what was the other one? Starsky and Hutch. I can think of more. What was the other one? Columbo. And, I'm going way back now. All right. Y'all remember Ultraman? If y'all don't remember Ultraman, you weren't living. Ultraman was, he wore a metal suit with the head and everything, had a little button in the middle of his chest. So when it was time for him to go back, that button started glowing. He getting ready to lose all his power. It's time for him to go back when that button starts to showing. And then Ultraman, he throw that hand up, and that stuff would come out of his hand, and he'd blow things up. And he's always fighting Godzilla. That was one of the Japanese, Chinese, one of them, I just say Asian. That was one of the Asian shows way back in the day. It wasn't a cartoon, but it was an Asian, you know, it was like real life, okay? And Godzilla used to come and terrorize the town. And then Ultraman would show up, and he mess him up with his, you know, hand, and he'd shoot that stuff out of his hand and mess him up. I mean, all that stuff, man. All that stuff. And then think about this. We used to watch wrestling on Saturday mornings. Wrestling would come on. You had Dusty Rhodes, Thunderbolt Patterson, the Sheik, Abdullah the Butcher. And y'all remember Abdullah the Butcher, right? He was a big old fat crazy dude, supposedly from Sudan, Africa. And this dude, you can see him today. You can go in Atlanta right here. He got a barbecue Chinese restaurant in Atlanta. You can go there, and you can see him there. Then today, he's sitting up in there with his cigar in his mouth, talking to everybody that comes into the shop. He isn't from Sudan. He from Ben Hill. He from Ben Hill. But you thought he was from Sudan because he was crazy. Okay? And that was it. But guys, hey, I'm out of town, but thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. I had a blast. I don't know about you, but I had a blast. Join me tomorrow, Free Fall Friday. Let's say this. I'm going to say this before I go off the air, guys. I'm going to say this. Tomorrow, I'm not going to have a show. Tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, but I'm doing some stuff with the family tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to do the show tomorrow. But I will be back on Monday. And Monday we're going to do the exact same time, 5:30 p.m. And I may have to change the time of my show, but I'm going to be doing Monday at 5:30 p.m. Now, another quick announcement I wanted to make before I shut down is that I will be going, I'm thinking of going to a two-hour show. I'm thinking about going to a two-hour show. And I don't have to do 2 hours every day, but I'm thinking about going to an expanded two-hour show because I've got so many listeners all around, you know, the states that I need to get a bigger show in order to bring in more people. Okay, so I'm going to go to a two-hour show. I think I'm going to start on November the 1st. So we'll be running this half hour until then, but join me on Monday, 5:30 p.m., same place, same time. Join me, guys. Come in. We're going to have a great time. But in the meantime, you guys, if I don't see you anymore until Monday, have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. And be good. All right? Love you guys. Take care.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see.